We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud. Ki habegodim shelovash Yaakov oz, heim hoyu bigdei odom arishoin, she'oso lahem Hashem Yisborach, achra cheit. Rav Nosson Zal's continuing something he spoke about earlier, talking about Tzitzis, and he refers to tzitzis as tikkun of the begodim. It's a tikkun for all of our clothing. And he mentions the story of Yaakov Avinu coming before Yitzchok Avinu dressed up in Esav's clothing, Esav's garments, in order to be able to receive the bracha. And we spoke about this earlier a little bit. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into it more. He quotes from the Pirkei de Reb Eliezer, chapter 24, where there we're told that those garments that Yaakov Avinu wore were actually the garments of Odom Arishoin, the Bigdei Chamudos, they were called, which Hashem had made for Odom Arishoin after the Eitz Hadas. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Alekim L'Odom Alishtoi, Kosnos Oyer Vayalbishem. Hashem made for Odom and Chava garments of Oyer. Oyer means leather, and Oyer means skin. Oyer also is a term that's used to refer to the fingernails. Vayal bishem, and Hashem dressed Adam and Chava in these garments. Umeelu habegodim she'os Hashem yisporach l'Adam, and from these garments that Hashem made for Adam Arishon, mishom nimshochim kol habegodim sheboilam. That's the beginning of clothing, of the fashion industry of the world. It started from there. The first clothing was made by Hashem for Adam and Chava. V'chol habigodim sheboilam klulim b'mitzvas tzitzis shetluya b'bigodim. And all the clothing of the world is included in the mitzvah of tzitzis on a spiritual level, which is associated with clothing, which is the tzitzis, the fringes, which are attached to the clothing. Shehu chiyus v'shoyresh the tikkun kol habegodim sheboilam. The tzitzis is the spiritual source of life and tikkun for all clothing. Ki acharachet osolem Hashem yisbor habegodim sheim b'chinas tzitzis. Because after the sin, Hashem made clothing for Adam and Chava, which are similar to the concept of tzitzis, Sheheim klolius habegodim digdusha, because tzitzis are also a composite, in a sense, of all clothing. Ki ikar tikunam alidei bechinas habegodim shubchinas tzitzis, because the main tikun for Adam and Chava was through clothing, which is represented by tzitzis. How do we see this? Ki Adam arishon pogam bachilas eitz hadas. Shaideze higbir mezayne de gufa. Adam Arishon committed a sin regarding the Eitz Hadas, and by doing that, he strengthened the physical food. In the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, one of the topics that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there is he speaks about mezayne de gufa versus mezayne de nishmasa. There's food for the body, food for the soul. And Rabbeinu Zal over there says that they're both on opposite ends of a seesaw. The more a person feeds the body, the more he weakens the soul. The more one feeds the soul, the Gemara says that the Torah is mateshes gufoi shel adam. The Torah weakens the body. And on the other hand, we see this concept of the less a person eats, the more the soul is able to soar, in a sense. It's able to go higher and higher, with exceptions. There's Achila Shabbos and other things that are exceptions. But on a general level, these two are on opposite ends. And these two originate from Yaakov and Esav. It's brought in Sforim that you have two pipes extending from the mouth. You have the food pipe, the Veshet it's called, and you have the windpipe, the Koneh, from which dibur, from which speech comes from, etc., from which we breathe. The kone is related to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is hakoil koil Yaakov, and the koil comes from the kone, from the windpipe. The veshet is associated with Esav, the food pipe. Esav is the one who said, haliteni, shovel the food into my mouth. He didn't want to eat. He wanted the food shoveled in. He couldn't get it fast enough. That kind of concept. It's brought in Sforim that this word veshet Vav Shin Tes, we know very often it's brought that when the Sitra Achra tries to attach itself to the Kedusha, it tries to pull the Kedusha down to itself. The Sitra Achra is below, the Kedusha is above, and the Sitra Achra tries to pull it down. There are a few different examples. It's brought that this word Veshet, when the Satan gets hold of it, when a person's eating improperly, the Yetzirah pulls on that Vav, pulls it down, and it becomes Satan. The word Veshet becomes Satan, you know, showing that it's related to that side. So here we have these two opposites. We have Yaakov Avinu, who is the Neshama. He is Koil Koil Yaakov. And Koil is Bigimatria Tzoim. We have that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the three things for tshuva. Tzoim Koil Momoim. So we see that Koil goes together with Tzoim. And on the other hand, Esav is the Veshet. Esav is Mezoina Degufa. And Rabbi Nazal says over there that these two are always battling it out. And a person has to try to work this out inside himself to make a proper peace, to try to work it out that they can live together. That he's not giving the body more than it needs, giving the body just what it needs to get along, and giving the neshama, the mezonah, the neshmasa, the way it's supposed to be. So now, Moshe Zal mentions here that when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, this was a wrong type of achila. He was poigem in achila. So by doing this, he strengthened the mezayna de gufa over the mezayna de nishmasa. Shekol ze nimshach al yidei bechinas v'hanochosh hayorum. And how is all this brought about? That portion of the Torah begins with the words v'hanochosh hayorum mikol chayes asode, that the nochosh was very shrewd. And he saw the situation with Adam and Chava, and he wanted Chava for himself. So he came up with this whole plan as to how he was going to get rid of Adam Arishayim, and he would take Chava for himself. And in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina, Rabbi Nazal shows there that the tikkun, for this nochosh hayorum, the tikkun to do battle against the snake, that when the snake is able to draw from rachmim, he's able to draw from the side of chesed and mess up that side, then the tzaddikim have to resort to tefillah bebechinas din. They can't use the regular channel for tefillah. They have to use the tefillah bebechinas din shel habal koyach. This requires a very powerful tzaddik who's on a level that he knows this tefillah bebechinas din and he's able to give it forth. Shaydeze nimshach hakoil hanal hamashke sagan, from which comes forth the special coil which nourishes the garden. Shehu bechinas, this is what's written by Adam and Chava, es koilech shomati bagan vo'iro hanemar shom. That when Hashem came to confront Adam and Chava after the Eitz Hadas, they were hiding, and Hashem said, Ayeko, where are you? So Adam Rishon said, I heard your voice, and I was filled with fear, and I went to hide. Vo'ichove. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, v'zehu shemiduktok ato heitev siyum ha-posuk. Now we'll understand very well how the end of that posuk fits in perfectly with what we're speaking about. Because what does Adam Rishon say over there? Ki eroim onoichi ve'eichove. He said, I heard your voice in the garden. I was filled with fear because I was naked. Ki eroim onoichi, because I was naked, ve'eichove, and I went to hide. Ki achshav achar hachet hirgish shehu oroim, because it was only now after Adam and Chava committed a sin that's when they felt this nakedness. Until then there was no problem. We had learned earlier that their connection to Hashem before that was a connection of pnimius, need clothing. They didn't need any levushim. They were connecting to kaviyochel to the pnimius of Hashem with their pnimius. There was no need for levushim. Once they committed a sin, when a person commits a sin, he gets pushed out. He drops. Now they drop to a new level where they couldn't connect pnimi anymore. Their connection to Hashem could only be via levushim, as we're going to see. Kamaisha Kosov, as it says over there, Vayedu ki erumim heim. That as soon as they committed the sin, the Torah says they realized that they were naked. Because before that, they didn't need clothing at all. As the pasuk says, "Vayihu shneim erumim." They were both without clothing, and it was no problem. Ki koydem achet she'adayin loy nifgam adas hayu yecholim lahakir esboiram yisporach bepnimiyus adas. Because before the sin, when we mentioned many times that a sin means lack of das or defective das. The wording in the Gemara, lo'olam ein adam chayte elam kein nichnas by ruach shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a ruach shtus takes over him. And ruach shtus is the opposite of das. So when a person commits a sin, he became temporarily insane for that moment. And that's what allowed him to go directly against Hashem, to do something that's going to bury him eternally. Which normal person does that? Which rational person does that? Elamai, a sin is considered an irrational act. It's lack of das. It's the das is pogum. And Rabbi Nazal says over there, when the das becomes pogum, then the chesed becomes pogum, and that whole channel is unavailable anymore. That's why the tzaddikim have to switch to the tefillah bebechinas din. They have to use a whole different way of getting to Hashem. Because koydem achet, the das was not pogum, they were able to relate to Hashem bipnimiyus hadas, v'loy hoyu tzrichin lehiskarev l'Hashem yisborach al yidei levushim daika. They did not need to come close to Hashem via levushim, via garments. They didn't need clothing, and they didn't need to relate to Hashem kaviyachol via garments, via Hashem's nicknames or things like that. They were able to relate directly to Hashem kaviyachol. What's an example of levushim? Shehu bechinas shvochim utaorim haboim al yedei hamedame. What that represents is the names of Hashem and the titles of Hashem, which are a form of medame, because the names of Hashem don't really define Hashem or describe Hashem. Hashem is way above all the names. Any names we give Hashem is way above that. So these names are actually medame. It's a dimyon. It's like. Here again, I'm telling you about a car, a new car that came out. Push a button and you see it on the screen and you look, wow. I want to get inside and ride it. Hey, idiot, you can't get inside. It's on the screen. You can't go inside the screen. It's just a picture. Don't get crazy. It's just a bit. Wow, it looks so real. You're right, it looks real. Today there's technology by which we can make things 3D and everything, but a normal person knows that, hold on a second, it's just medame. It looks like it. It looks like it. It sounds like it. They have simulators for pilots. They put him in a chair in a room, and they simulate exactly as if he was in the cockpit, as if he's flying, as if. But it's medame. It's not the real thing. Here also with Hashem, Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Maharan that all the names and titles that we use about Hashem, they are all from medame. It's coming from a place, it's imagery. It's things that we're trying to relate to Hashem as best as we can using the tools that we're limited to. This is the only way we can relate to Hashem. But before the Eitz Hadas, they didn't need all of that stuff. They related to Hashem kaviyochel on a pnimi level, a much deeper level, a much higher level. They didn't need that their closeness to Hashem should be dependent on levushim. Because kaviyochel, they related to Hashem at that time. Look, they were able to see Hashem directly, ayin b'ayin, as will be in the future. As the sheyakuyim, it'll be fulfilled. The pasuk v'hoyu einecho royois es moirecho. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 30, your eyes will see your master. Kaviyochel, we will see Hashem. We're going to say ze Hashem kivinu loy nagid levenis moishuasoi v'lo yikonev oid moirecho. And your master will no longer hide from you. He won't be any under any coverings. Konof. Kanfei tzitzis, the knafayim. Shelo yitztarech lehislabesh kaviyochel bekanfei halavushim. There'll be no need, kaviyochel, for Hashem to dress himself in these kanfei halavushim, or for man to dress himself in these levushim. Aval achar hacheit, Whereas after the sin, shepogmu bedas, where we messed up the das, v'nizgar shumei Gan Eden, they were evicted from Gan Eden, v'ein yoidin derech eitz hachayim, and we do not know the path, the direct path to Hashem, the path of pnimius, ato ikra hatikun ayidei b'chinas malbushim. Now, the whole tikun is dependent on malbushim. Shetzrichen l'eskari ve'lo v'isporach derech kamo levushim. Whereby now we can only come close to Hashem via all kinds of garments, levushim. We can't look directly at Hashem now. It would be blinding. It would be destructive to us. Shehem bechinas hashvochim v'hatorim. An example of these levushim is the praises of Hashem that we use, hagodol, hagibor, v'hanoira, all of these terms that we use, and the different adjectives that we use to describe Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this. Now he brings it down even more lemaisa for us. Shetzrichin daiko lesale kadas. Today, because of the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, we must recognize that our das is damaged. It's damaged. Even if we have das, and even if we have a lot of das, our das is currently in a state of being damaged, defective, and therefore, to be religious, to come close to Hashem, a Jew very often has to be mesalek the das, put the das aside, not try to understand everything. There are lines. The Gemara draws lines. The Sifrei Kabbalah draw lines. Up to here. You're not allowed to cross that line. You're not allowed to try to delve into certain questions. So we have to put the das aside. Ulehischazek be'emuna shlema. And to fortify ourselves with solid emuna. Ulaharbois bedibure emuna. And to pour on words of emuna, which means tefillah. Shehem kol hashirois v'tishbochois u'tfilois u'bakoshois sh'anu oimrim. Why? Ki achshov yefsher lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborach kiim al yedei emuna. Because now it is impossible to come close to Hashem just via das. We must come to emuna shehu al yedei birur hamedame. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, how does a person come to emuna? That one of the prerequisites for emuna is biror hamedame, sorting out the medame. Medame means confusion. Medame is where good and bad are mixed together, twilight. Remember we said that there's many, many words. The Hebrew word medame needs 100 English words to define it. We're going to give a number of them along the way. Shehu bechinas levushin. Another example of medame is clothing, garments. Again, you dress something up in something to make it look a certain way, but that's not the real person. Here again, people before they go to a wedding, the women, they put on a special kind of dress that makes them look 20 pounds thinner, and they put on eye makeup that makes them look 20 years younger. All of that is levushin. All of that is garments. It's clothing, it's dressing that makes the thing appear a certain way, but the one who knows that even though she looks like she's 35, that she's really 65, and that this is medav, these are levushin. Lahavdil. Ve'elu ha-levushin nistaknin al yedei hatzitzis. And all of these garments, all of these different forms of levushin, get their spiritual tikkun from the tzitzis. Sheheim bechinas ha-koil ha-mashkes ha-gan kanal. The tzitzis, on a spiritual level, is also that koil hamoichiach that we spoke about in the previous shiur. Remember that the tzitzis is like the strap that we hit with, the toichocha, the reprimand. The tzitzis ureisa moisoi zechartem skonsves Hashem veloisa suru. The tzitzis is the one that's making that announcement. Be good, don't be bad. The tzitzis is the koil hamoichiach. It's that koil hamashkes hagan that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran. V'sehu, and this is why, look at the connection. Rav Nosson says, look how over there by Adam Rishon, we have both of these things connected beautifully in one pasuk. Adam Rishon says, Es koilech shomati bagan, Hashem, I heard your voice in the garden. Which voice? The voice of reprimand. Ayeka, where are you, Adam Rishon? What are you doing? What did you do? I heard that koil. Vo'ira, I was filled. Zeh b'chinas tzitzis kanal. We mentioned earlier that tzitzis is that koil hamoychiach. Vezehu shesiyim, and that's why Adam Rishon says, ki eroi me onoychi, because I felt naked, I was undressed. Eroim daika, ki achshov ani tzorech levushim. Adam Rishon was making it clear that now I need clothing. Now I realize that I need levushim. Alkein chomalto olai b'chasodecho. Therefore, you Hashem have shown me great kindness. V'himshachto olai oyer hatzitzis, and you're shining upon me the light of tzitzis. In what form? B'chinas hakoil hanal, by Hashem sending in that sound, those sound waves. B'chinas es koilech shomati bagan. And at that point, after the sin, when Hashem was involved in rectifying Adam and Chava, also lehem levushim, Hashem made clothing for them, b'chinas vayas elikim, etc., vayal bishem. Hainu, shehim shichaleim oyer hatzitzis. Hashem drew upon them the light of holy clothing, which we know is represented by the mitzvah of tzitzis. Sheheim ikar tikkun halavush nigdusha. Tzitzis is the holy garments. Ki ikar tikkunam al yidei tzitzis. Because the main tikkun for a sinner, the main tikkun for Adam and Chava who just sinned, is the koil hamoychiach, the right kind of teichocha, which was the tzitzis. Shubchinas hakoil hamashke sagan. That's a koil that doesn't destroy, it nourishes the garden, it nourishes the souls. It gives the person inspiration and motivation to want to do tshuva, to want to live, not to want to die. Shaydeze nimshach hareach toiv. It waters the garden. What is a garden? A garden is flowers and everything, giving, watering that reach toiv, the neshamos, which draw their nourishment from reach. The nichna mezoina de gufa. And we strengthen the soul, we're weakening the body, we're pushing down the body. Shehu b'chinas ekev esav, which is represented by the heel of the foot of Esav. Rabbeinu Zalveir on the Likutei Moran brings a pasuk, Oichel lachmi higdil olai okev. There are those who eat my bread the wrong way, they eat improperly, and thereby higdil olai okev. They strengthen the heel of the foot. The heel of the foot of who? Of Esav, who wants to step on us, chas v'shom. By Yaakov Avin it says, v'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. That when Esav came out first from the mother's womb, Yaakov Avin was holding on to that akev, that heel of the foot. So again, this is part of that battle between Gashmias versus Ruchnias. Mezoina de Gufa, Mezoina de Nishmasa. We strengthen the Neshama, we're strengthening the Jewish people, we're strengthening Yaakov, and we're weakening Esav, who is represented by the Guf. Ve'elu habegodim lovash Yaakov oz. Now let's get back to our story. This was all explaining what happened with Adam and Chava, with their garments, with the toichocha they got, with their tzitzis and everything. And it's these garments that Yaakov Avinu put on, dressed himself in, when he wanted to defeat Esav, when he wanted to grab the brachos from Yitzchok Avinu instead of Esav getting it. Ki Yaakov tikein chet Adam Arishon, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that Yaakov Avinu was one of the primary people who was involved in correcting the pigam of Adam Arishon. As the Gemara says in Baba Metzia Daf Peidalid, Shufrei de Yaakov me'en Shufrei d'Adam Arishon. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu resembled the beauty of Adam Arishon. The Arizal says this means that Yaakov Avinu was like a Gilgul of Adam Arishon. In other words, he was a very, very serious replica of Adam Arishon, and therefore, even though all of the Avos were involved in making a tikkun for Adam Arishon, but Yaakov Avinu was the most. That's why the Gemara uses this wording, Shufrei de Yaakov ken Shufrei de Adam Arishon, that Yaakov Avinu resembled Adam Arishon the most. Ki hu himshich ha-koil hanal. Yaakov Avinu was the one who drew that power of the koil. Bechinas ha-koil koil Yaakov. Shayidei ze helu ha-begodim reach toiv. And when a person has the proper koil, the tikkun of the koil, then the begodim give off a good reach, a reach toiv, as we learned in the previous pages. Bechinas, as it says over there, vayorach es reach begodov, that Yitzchok Avinu smelled the beautiful aroma of the clothing of Yaakov Avinu, and he said, "Re'ei reach beni kareach hasoda sheberuch Hashem." My son smells like that garden that Hashem blessed, referring to Gan Eden. Va'yideze hichnia ubitel es ma'achol Yesov. And through this, through Yaakov Avinu's power of koil and reach toiv and the begodim, the right kind of begodim, he defeated the ma'acholim of Esav. How was Esav going to get the bracha? He was going to prepare food for daddy to eat, to give him a bracha. Yitzchak Avinu said, go out and bring me food so I can give you a bracha. The ma'acholim of Esav. Yaakov Avinu's koil defeated the ma'acholim of Esav. Shehem b'chinas mezoina degufa, which represent food that strengthens the body. And Yaakov Avinu went ahead and brought food for Yitzchak Avinu as he liked, the kind of food he liked, which the Zohar HaKadosh says, Mipikudin Da'asei. The Zohar HaKadosh on that pasuk where it says that Yaakov Avinu brought food for Esav, Ka'asher Ohav, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ahavo is mitzvah sasei, Yiro is mitzvah loisase. Ahavo is mitzvah asei. So Yaakov Avinu brought a gift from the side of asei, from that side. V'loi kasher sone, not from what Yitzchak Avinu disliked, which is mi pikudin deloy sase, from the other side. Ki ma'achole Yaakov heim b'chinas mezoina denishmosa, because the food of Yaakov Avinu is soul food. Shehigbir oz al mezoina degufa, which he strengthened against the mezoina de gufa, against the food of Esav. Ki Yaakov zocho lahagbir hareach hatoiv al yedei koil koil Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was zocho to strengthen that power of the good reach through the koil koil Yaakov. Bechinas re'ei reach beni kareach sode. Here Rav Nosson Zal has addressed that topic. By the way, this isn't the only place he speaks about that topic. That topic comes up maybe in another 10, 20 places in Likutei Halachos, that he gives another 10, 20 explanations of that story, the whole incident of Yaakov Avinu versus Esav coming before Yitzchak to get the brachos. Now we move on to something else. Now we're going to move on to Noach. Again, he's going to show from Noach the issue of the tzitzis versus the medame, all of this beautiful, tremendous clarity, and he's going to go into the topic of wine, which is one of the very important topics in Judaism. AAA, right? Alcoholics Anonymous. One of the major problems that people have in the world, whether it's alcohol or drugs, all part of that family, as we're going to see. That, again, is a major topic in Likutei Halachos that Rav Nosson Zal discusses maybe 20, 30 times, the topic of wine, showing why this thing is so important in Yiddishkeit. It's so important in a positive way and so destructive in a negative way. We'll see here. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas. With this, we're going to have a whole new understanding of the story with Noach, where the Torah says he planted a vineyard, and he drank, and he got drunk, and his son Chum came in and exposed him. There's two opinions. Either he exposed him or he castrated him. Two opinions in the Gemara. And then Chum went to tell his brothers, come and look, come and see. And they were tzaddikim. They were righteous people, Shem and Yefes. So the Torah says, Vayikach Shem voYefes es hasimla. Shem and Yefes took a garment, Vayosimu al Shem Shnehem, and they put it on both of their shoulders. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Do tzitzis. This refers to tzitzis, a beged of kedusha. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Tikkun Ezra says, in Tikkun Yudches, Ukemuva Bedivrei Rabbein Azal, and as Rabbein Azal speaks about this in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran. What's going on here? כנויח שוסל מן היין וישגור ויסגול בתויך הולוי. The Torah says, נויח drank from the wine in an improper way, and he got drunk, and he was revealed in his tent. He was exposed. ואיסה בזויר הקודש, שפגם נויח הוי בבחינס הפגם של חטא אדם הראשון. That the פגם of נויח was a continuation of the פגם of אדם הראשון. כי חטא אדם הראשון הוי בבחינס הפגם המבור בתורה הנ"ל. Because the פגם of אדם הראשון was the פגם that's described over there in ליקוטי מורן, in chapter 8 in ליקוטי מורן תנינה, which this whole הלוך is based on, which is שלפעמים הסטרא אחרא יוינקס מן הרחמנות והדעת. That there are times when the סטרא אחרא becomes so powerful that it's able to attach itself to das and rachmanis, and it's able to grab hold of the das and rachmanis and pull it to its side. When we give up our das, when a Jew commits sins, big enough sins, and the Jew forfeits his das, he throws away his das, the sitra achra is right there to catch it, to grab it, and put it in his bag. Now the das is by us. Now we have the das, and we have the rachmanis. And now when tzaddikim want to confront Hashem through their usual method of rachmim, rachmanis, they see suddenly that door is closed because the sitra achra has taken that over. As the pasuk says, shezeu b'chinas v'hanochosh hoyorum. The nochosh was smart. The nochosh had a das. He's in charge of the das now. The nochosh grabbed hold of the das. Kemavura b'toira, as is explained. She'oz mizgaber mezoina degufa. And when the nochosh gets this das, he becomes very powerful. And the mezoina degufa starts becoming strong. Ki kishimachnin umevatlin mehadas. Achizas hasitra achra, b'chinas v'hanochosh hoyorum. Al yedei hatfila b'chinas din shal balkoyach. Because when we weaken and remove the hold of the sitra achra on the das, when we tear off the sitra achra from the das, how? Through the tefila bebechinas din, nistakein hakoil. Then everything gets fixed. At shezoichen la nigun anal, to the point where we're zoiche to that special song, shehu chud shel tzitzis, which is the chud shel chesed, which we said is the chud shel tzitzis, shayidei zeh zoichen l'reach habegodim, through which we're zoiche to that good aroma of the garments, b'chinas mezoina d'nishmosa, the food for the soul, which is reach. The Gemara says, which item is there that nourishes the soul and not the body? Koil haneshomo tahalil ko. The soul gives praise to Hashem. Someone says, what is soul? Soul doesn't have any hano. What does the soul have hano from? The Gemara says, reach, smell. Smell is something that feeds the soul, not the body. That's why it's brought that if you look in the Chumash by the Eitz Hadas, we just said the Eitz Hadas was his gabrus of mezoina degufa. Four out of the five senses participated in the sin of the Eitz Hadas. It says she heard, she listened to the words of the snochosh, she saw that the fruit was delicious, she took, and she tasted, and she ate. Four out of, no smell. Smell is not mentioned there at all, because smell is the opposite of the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas was mezoina degufa. Smell is mezoina denishmosa. That's why smell was not nifgam in any way through the pegam of Eitz Hadas. That's why smell retained its holiness in a sense. That's why smell is something spiritual. Interestingly, the Arizal says, we know in the Torah it speaks about not eating, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. The Arizal warns that if a person is ever going by a non-kosher establishment, food establishment, to try to do everything you can to avoid smelling something non-kosher, unkosher. We know in the Gemara and in Halacha, it is made perfectly clear that a man, a Jewish man, is not allowed to smell a woman's perfume, unless it's his own wife. Because a person's going in the street and a lady is wearing all kinds of stuff, an observant Jew has to know to keep his distance because the smell is dangerous. It's dangerous. So through the tefillah b'chinas din, that can fix everything till we zeichet it is. Ulehepech, however, in an opposite way, כשאין זויכן לסקן ולהכניע בחינס אחיזס והנוחה שוי אורם, when we do not succeed in removing the grip of the nochosh, in removing the nochosh from the das, oz mizgaber chas v'shalom mezoyna degufa, then the nochosh gets stronger, the mezoyna degufa gets strong, shehu bechinas achilas eitz hadas toivara, of which an example is this eating from the eitz hadas. That was his gabrus of the guf. The guf got strong, and the neshama became weakened. V'oz kishe'en zoichen l'sakein zoisai dat filo bechinas in shabal koyach, azai hamedame einoy mevuror. When a person's das is messed up, then he can't sort things out. He can't clarify. When something is unclear, he can't clarify it. His medame is cloudy. The Gemara says, imein das, havdola min ayin, right? If there's no das, you can't separate, you can't differentiate between good and bad, between right and wrong, which means you're in a situation of medame. Medame is confusion, where the good and bad are mixed together. Azai hamedame einam avura, sheze bechinas zuamas hanochosh. That's what's referred to as the filth of the snake. When it says the snake injected a zuama into Chava, this is the zuama, this mix of toiv and ra, this confusion, this state of confusion. Shehu bechinas bilbul hamedame. This is the confusion of medame. Kimavur bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Torah Tikutei Chocha. The Noyach, now let's get back to Noyach. Afal pi shehoyo tzadik godol. Even though he was a great tzadik, afal pi kein adayin lo yzocho lesakein chet Odom Arishon. He was not zoiche yet to correct the pegam of Odom Arishon. Ki iso, because it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, she Noyach loy hispalel koroy al b'nei doiroy. That Noyach did not daven properly for the people. Sure, he was building the ark, he was showing everybody, and if anybody came over to ask him, what are you doing? He told him, there's going to be a flood, Shem's going to destroy us. And when they ignored him, what did he do? He ignored them. They're ignoring me, I'll ignore them. He didn't realize that as Tzadik HaDoer, he has an achrayus. If he can't turn them around b'tshuva with his words, he's got to be mispalel for them. He's got to daven for them. Kimavur b'Zohar HaKadosh mi'inyan Noyach v'Avraham u'Moshe. As we find in the Zohar HaKadosh, it makes a comparison between Noyach, Avram Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenoyach loy hispalel klal. Noyach did not daven at all for the people. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says when he came out of the Teva and he saw all the destruction, he said to Hashem, you won, you showed him. This is victory. Everything is destroyed. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem said to him, Raya Shatya, you foolish shepherd. Now you're talking? Where were you when I gave you advance notice 120 years before? Where were your tefillos? And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Noyach realized that he was wrong. And that's why it says, as soon as he came out of the Teva, he brought karbonos. And it says, Hashem smelled the reach of the oilos. And that was when Hashem said, never again. There'll never be a flood again. Did tshuva in a sense, showing that he, and that's why it's called Noah's flood. There's a pasuk in Navi where it says, Kimei Noyach Zoisli. It's on his reputation. It's a stainer. The tzaddik is, he's the tzaddik hador. He's the one that's responsible for the whole generation. Ad kedei kach. Whereas the Avraham, hispalel adoiroi. Avraham Avinu was a much higher level. He was, yes, mispalel for his generation. Who in the generation? The worst of the worst. The ugliest Sdoim and Amoira. Times Square. Avaloi kemoshe. But even Avraham Avinu was not mispalel like Moshe Rabbeinu, shemosar nafshei b'shvil Yisrael, who put his life on the line, who said, Hashem, either forgive v'imayin, if not, mocheni no, I'm out. Erase me, erase my name from the Torah, I'm out. And the Arizal says an unbelievable, why did he use that word mocheni, erase me? What kind of word is that? The Arizal says mocheni is the two words mei noach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know the story, I learned. I know what's about to happen. You're angry at the Jews, you're going to kill them, and you know who's going to get blamed? Me. No thanks. I'm not going to make the same mistake Noach made. And that was when he started battling and battling and battling Hashem until he won. Until he won. Until Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha. Until Hashem turned around. Ayin Shem, look over there in the Zohar Kodesh, where the Zohar Kodesh elaborates on this analogy, the comparison between Noach, Avram, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Now listen to these next words, because somebody asked me about this. Here, Rav Nosson Zal makes it perfectly clear. The Iker HaTfila Shel HaTzadik HaGodol, the main tefila, the most effective tefila of the great tzadik, Shaydezeh Mesakein HaKoil, through which he hits a grand slam, through which he fixes everything, he HaTfila BeBechinas Din Hanal, is this other kind of tefila, this channel B, this tefila BeBechinas Adin, that's the slammer. Shaydezeh Hu Moitzi Me'asidrachra Kol Chiyusa. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran shows us the whole process. That when the tzaddik is this tefila bebchinas din, it's got a label din on it. The sitra achra tries to swallow it because the sitra achra is din. It gets stuck in the throat of the sitra achra. The sitra achra is forced to give back all the das and ches and everything that it swallowed up. And then the sitra achra starts vomiting up its inside. It starts giving up converts. In other words, non-Jews. Start being spit out of the Sitra Achra into Klal Yisrael. And that's the Shleimus HaKedusha. That's what really completes Klal Yisrael. When all the sparks of Kedusha that had been swallowed up by the Sitra Achra, and that were in the Sitra Achra, when that gets included within the Kedusha, that's what's really Mashlim it. Ad Shenistakein HaKoil Kanal. Until everything gets corrected. This kind of tefillah requires mesiras nefesh. In Moshe Rabbeinu's case, it required him saying to Hashem, kill me. Please wipe me out. Please erase me. And he meant it. He wasn't kidding. Another example that the Zohar HaKadosh gives of this is Yonah. Yonah ben Amittai. The Haftorah of Yom Kippur, one of the most important events in the history of Klal Yisrael. Imagine, this is what we read on Yom Kippur at Mincha time, right before Nila. We read the story of Yonah, which is about Hashem, about a country, a city of Nineveh, huge city, the worst sinners. And Hashem says to Yonah, go get him to do tshuva. And Yonah says, have a nice life. No thanks. He had his reasons why he didn't want to go on the mission. He tries running away, to cut the wires, to throw his cell phone into the ocean. Hashem can't contact him. He leaves Eretz Yisrael. No nevuah. He's on the ship. And Hashem makes a storm. And now what? Now what? And Yonah gets the message. They draw lots. Everybody sees this is the guy. And they all turn to him and say, hey man, what are you doing here? What's this all about? And he says, I tried running away from Hashem, this whole story. And they ask him, what can we do? This is the... Obviously, the ship's about to go down if we don't do something. He says, do something. The only thing to do is toss me into the water. He's going to be the missile. He's going to be the tefila bebechinas din. Toss me into the sea. The raging sea is the sitra achra. Many psukim in the Torah. Toss me into the sea. They throw him into the sea. He gets swallowed by the big fish. And he's in there for 72 hours, three days. Kaminyan chesed. And he's screaming. What's he doing in this? The Navi gives his tefillah. He says, "Mi beten sho'el shivati elecha." Hashem, I'm crying out to you from the bowels of this fish. You know, screaming to Hashem. And the Navi says that all the sailors on this, it was a ship of goyim. When they saw that, as soon as they tossed them into the water, they saw the fish. And suddenly the storm calmed down. They all converted. Everybody on that ship, it says over there, that they all said, God, Hashem is great, you know, because they saw a miracle. This is another example of this tefillah bebechinas din, where the tzaddik is prepared to put his life, mamish mesiras nefesh, that Yonah Novi knew that's what it took at that time to turn the whole thing around, to give us a mafter Yonah, not just to save the city of Nineveh then, but that this is one of the highlights of Yom Kippur, that when we read that Haftorah, that's the springboard for Ne'ilah. That's how we go into Ne'ilah, knowing that it's possible to do tshuva. It says there, Hashem said that the animal, everybody fasted. It said the king issued a decree, nobody eats, even the animals aren't going to be fed for a day. Fasting, and it says there, Hashem saw their actions. Not that the Gemara says not their fasting. Hashem saw their tshuva, their repentance and everything, and Hashem forgave them completely, you know, the whole story. That's the example of the tefillah. It's another example of this tefillah bebechinas din. So we say, shelezois ha-tefillah tzorech ha-tzadik mesiras nefesh moed. When the tzadik switches to this second channel, it's a dangerous move. It's a very because he's going into the left. He's going to the left. He's turning to the left. V'alkein nikra zeh ha-tzadik tzir nemun l'sholchav. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes a pasuk where it says that the true tzaddik is referred to as the real loyal messenger. Like he's the real dependable, loyal messenger. Al shehu moiser nafshei b'shvil Yisrael. The fact that he's prepared to mamish put his life on the line for Klal Yisrael. Kama shekos hasham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there. V'noyach loy mosar nafshei k'moshe. Noyach did not put his life on the line like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's brought, by the way, that tefillah is a form of mesiras nefesh. Real tefillah. Not tefillah where the guy's sitting with his legs crossed and, you know, the real deal where a person's putting his whole soul into it. There's a pasuk, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. My nefesh goes out when I'm speaking. When a person's really pleading from the bottom of their heart, they're begging, they're really putting their whole soul into it, that's called mesiras nefesh. There's a pasuk, ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. We kill ourselves for you all day. The Zohar HaKadosh says that refers to tefillah. That if a person is davening the right way means that it's not lip service, it's coming from inside. It's coming from the, it's hishtapchus ha-nefesh. He's putting his soul into it. That's a form of mesiras nefesh. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, vayechal, he got sick. He davened with such intensity to the point where he got sick. Vayechal Moshe es panei Hashem alekov. By Esther Hamalka it says, vatischalchal Hamalka mo'oid. She was trembling, she was shaking from the intensity of the tefillah. So by Noach, v'loy zochel ha-tefillah b'b'chinas din anal. Noach was not zochel to that tefillah b'b'chinas din. Al-kein loy hitzel b'nei doiroi. Therefore he did not save the people of his generation. V'loy hoitzi meimei hadas mi'asit rachra. And he did not succeed in extracting the das from the sit rachra, that the sit rachra had swallowed up. So what happened? A flood came and invaded the world. Because in order to defeat the tidal wave, the sitrachra, that wants to flood the world, and to extract from the sitrachra the meimei hadas that they've swallowed up as a result of our sins, ze nase al yedei hatfila bebchinas din shel habal koyach. The way that that happens is the formula that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likud Moran. It's when a tzayit enough shoots one of those missiles. A tefillah bebechinas din that's powerful, shehu bechinas mate oiz. That's like the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used. It's called a mate oiz, din, that he used to perform the miracles in Egypt. The makos and everything was done with that tefillah bebechinas din. Shaidezehu kriyas yamsuf. That's what brought about kriyas yamsuf. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ato foirarto beozcho yom. Hashem, you crumbled the sea be'ozcha, with your oiz, with your gevura. It doesn't say with your rachmonis. What do you mean? That was an act of kindness. Hashem saved the Jews. It says, ato ferarta be'ozcha yom, shibarto roshei taninim alamoyim. You smash the heads of the snakes on the water. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the roshei tevis here is tishrei, the word tishrei, referring to the tefilos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and all kinds of things related to Kemoy Shekos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates over there in Likut Imran, Torah Ches and Likut Imran Tanina, Ayin Shom. Look over there for a lot more details. Umachma shenoyach loy mosar nafshoy v'loy hispal tefillah b'chinas din, because of the fact that Noach did not have that mesiras nefesh, he didn't give for that. Aydeze loy tikein b'shleimus hakoyach hamedam aganal. Therefore, he did not rectify that medame, that toivora, that eitz hadas toivora, that good and bad mixed together. Valkein hoya hapegam shelo yalidei hayayin sheshasa v'nishtaker boy. And that's why, where did he get messed up? In the wine that he drank, and he got drunk. And now Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain how wine is a perfect example of this medame. It can go either way. Paragraph Yud Beis. Ki yayin mevi shena. Because wine, drink enough wine, and what happens? You're going to go to sleep. Shehu b'chinas koyach ha-medame. We learned earlier that sleep is an example of medame. Sleep is a time when most people are dream fantasy land, wonderland, all kinds of things, and the time, you know, all. V'alkein yayin yeshboi shnei koichos. And this is why the Gemara makes a point repeatedly of emphasizing that wine has two sides to it. Bechinas zocho mesamchoi, loy zocho meshamamoi. If a person drinks wine properly, it gives him simcha. There's yayin hamesameach, which is the highest level of holiness. If he's not zoiche, it wipes him out. Shmama. It destroys him completely. As the Gemara says in Yuma, page 76. Bechinas yayin hamesameach v'yayin hameshaker. The two sides. Wine that gives joy and wine that makes a person drunk. Drunk, senseless, depression. Ki hashichrus shel yayin ze bechinas bilbul hamedame. Because the drunkenness, the drunken state that wine puts a person into is, you know what it is? It's medame. Where the guy is, he doesn't know where he is, who he is, he's senseless, he loses, that's medame, confusion, totally confused. Shaideze medaber divrei shtus v'shigoin. What does a drunk do? He doesn't know what he's saying, right? He says all kinds of things that don't make any sense. Shezehu nimshach mehamedame shehu mevulvol kiyadua. That's coming from a medame that's confused, that's in a state of confusion. When the medame is in its state of confusion, then if the person's talking, they're not making any sense. Just like when a person's, some people when they're sleeping, and you hear them talking in their sleep, and they're saying things, and you can't scotch tape it together. It don't make no sense what they're saying. Same thing. Sleep is medame, and wine to drunkenness is medame, the same medame. And that's why wine puts a person to sleep. V'alkein yesh b'hayayin shnei koichoi sanal. B'chinas zocho and loy zocho. It could go either way. V'ho ikar kifi tikkun habris. Kemuva b'div Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher. Rabbeinu Zal explains that what determines how the wine is going to affect a person, the tikkun habris of the person, according to how strong the person is in purity, in the relationships between men and women, that's what gives him, that's the brain. Because again, mesechta soita, the sins with women, the Gemara that talks about that sin calls it soita, and the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk ki siste ishtoi. His wife will do a foolish thing. And that's where the Gemara mentions, that sin in particular is called ruach shtus. And that's the opposite. So the more a person is strong in tikkun habris, the more his das is like steel. And even if he drinks wine, the wine can't break down those walls. His brains are like solid walls that the wine can't confuse or anything, dependent on the level of tikkun habris. That's why they say about certain tzaddikim, that even on Purim, when they would drink, they say about Rav Avram Sternhartz, Rav Kochav Leizal, he was in his 80s and 90s when he was here in Eretz Yisrael, and on Purim there'd be maybe 100 people that would come to see him throughout the day. Each person, he would fill up a cup of wine or whatever it is and drink with them. And they saw that his mind remained clear throughout the day. Like, how do you do that? How is that possible? The answer is, according to the shlita that a person has on himself in tikkun habris, the wine can't throw him off. The wine's functioning only to strengthen his mind, as we're going to see soon. That's why we make kiddush on wine, all the mitzvahs that we do on wine, as we'll see in a minute. The ikar tikkun habris hu al yedei hatfila bebechinas dinan al shel bal koyach. And one of the main things that gives a person tikkun habris is this tefila bebechinas dinan al bal koyach. Shaydei zeh moitzi min ha'asit rachra kol chiyusa kol hadas shebola, because we said that tefillah b'chinas din goes into the sitra achra and extracts from it all the das, gallons and gallons of das that the sitra achra had swallowed up, and returns it to the kedusha, returns it to the brain. The choizrin v'nistaknin hamoichin, and it goes back and fixes up, repairs all the defective brains. Shehem hamechitzois prusois b'fnei pgam abris. Rabbeinu Salnikut Emrano defines a person's brain, the three moichim, as three walls that protect a person from pgam abris. The more intelligent, the more really intelligent a person is, the brains stop the person from letting his emotions take over. There's the brain and the heart. Everybody knows there's the intelligence and the emotions. And when a person gets attracted to something, when he gets swallowed up by something, it's because the brain, he seemed intelligent, but we see that his intelligence didn't compare to his emotions. The emotions were able to take over, and he was able to do something that would destroy his career, his life, everything. For what? For a 15-minute fling. What? Person, you say, nuts, it's insanity. Mamish, the word insanity. And this is what it is. Rabbeinu Zal puts it black on white. Rabbeinu Zal explains and re-explains and shows it to us perfectly clearly. So he says that the das, the moichan of a person, are referred to as mechitzos. They're walls. It's a mechitza to block. When the sitrachra comes rolling through, those are walls. Those three moichan are three walls to block him from being able to get at the person, chas v'shalom. And again, when the das gets messed up, then there's no walls, chas v'shalom. When there's no walls, the sitra achra rolls right in. All of this is explained over there and elaborated on over there in Likut Imran. That tefillah corrects the medama. It fixes up the medama. It straightens out the medama. That there's no it makes seder from the confusion. It puts black over there and white over here. Things become clear. And when the medama has been fixed, has been repaired, then when the person drinks wine, the wine expands his consciousness. It opens his mind. It lets him think even bigger. That's tzaddikim. They drink a little wine to be able to give, to have harchova sadas, to expand the mind. We're going to see. That's why, how do we bring in the Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Neshama Yisera. Shabbos is a much higher level ruchnius. How do we adjust to it? With a cup of wine. The cup of wine expands my brain. So now I'm not at 100, I'm at 300. Now I have 300% brain power. A little bit of wine, kosher wine, the right, drunk the right way, bigdusha, kiddush, it's called. Kiddush, miloshen kiddusha. As the Gemara says, zocha naseroish, that wine is called tiroish. So the Gemara says, tehi roish or tehi rosh. Wine either expands your roish or it impoverishes you. Rosh means an oni, a pauper. Zocha mesamchoi, b'chinas yayina mesameach. Because the person's das gets elevated through wine. V'zoicha l'simcha, and he's zoicha to be happy. Shubchinas hashir v'anigananal, that's the song of the future we spoke, that song, that nigam. Shenimshach al yidei birur hamedame, which comes about when there's a birur hamedame, shemishom kol hasmochos. That's the source of all different types of joy and happiness. From Bame, when a person is able to eliminate the confusion in their life and things become clear, perfectly clear, that's the ultimate simcha. The Gemara says there's no simcha like heter asfekos. There's no greater simcha than when a person is able to take something that they don't understand, that's cloudy to them, unclear to them, and they're able to clarify. Talking about learning, when a person is learning Torah be'iyun, and they start learning a sugya, and nothing makes sense, everything is conflicting, and when they're able to sort it all out, to make that birur hamedama, and make seder out of everything, that's the greatest simcha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Alei Osor va'alei Novel ki simachtani Hashem before Olecha. The Alei Osor va'alei Novel refers to the nigan, the song, the 10 types of song. And that leads to this highest simcha. V'al kein einoimrim shir elo al hayayin. And that's why the Gemara says that we only say halel over wine. We say shir over wine. V'haklal, Rav Nosson says again, to summarize this issue, ki hayayin hu bebechinas shena, bechinas koyach medame, that on a negative side, wine is sleep, wine is medame, ki teva hayayin shemevi shena, because the nature of wine is that it makes the person tired, sleep. Umizgaber koyach medame, when a person, the medame becomes stronger, shezo bechinas hashichrus, which is the drunkenness, shenistalik daitoy alidei shtiyas hayayin, where the person's brain leaves, his consciousness leaves as a result of wine when he's drinking it the wrong way. Kemoi b'shas shena, just like when a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down. V'nishar rak hamedame, then what's going on in his brain when he's sleeping? Medame, fantasy, imagination, dreams, dreamland. And that's why the drunk ends up saying silly things, because of the medame that's occupying him at the time. Because he's in a state of medame, his das has left. He blew his mind, he blew the das, now all that's left is medame. Because by most people, the medame has not been fixed up. Most people are not in a perfectly clear state where right is right and wrong is wrong and they don't mix the two at all. Unfortunately, most of us are not on that level. We're still in that state of toi vora, where we're still battling. We're still trying to figure out what's right, what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do. And even when we know something's the right thing to do, it's still a battle. Am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? All of those things. So by most people, the medame has not yet been fixed up completely. And because of that, he speaks foolish things and craziness when he's drunk. Like a person when they're sleeping, where the medame confuses him at that time with all kinds of shehem hachaloimos hamebulbolim shel roiv bnei adam, which are the convoluted dreams of most people. The Gemara says there's no dream that doesn't have some falseness in it. And again, by most people, it's just a big mishmash, where even if there is some truth in the dream, most there's all kinds of nonsense and fantasy in it. Shehem boim mi bilbul hamedame bebat mishas shena. It's the result of this bilbul hamedame that's working at the time that a person's sleeping. Avol hatzadik shezoiche lesakein hamedame kanal. Whereas a tzaddik who has fought that battle inside of himself between toiv and ra, the yetzer toiv and yetzer hara, and he's made seder, he's conquered his yetzer hara completely, and the yetzer hara is over there, and the yetzer toiv is over, and they don't mix. There's no confusion at all. He knows exactly what's right and wrong, and he knows what to do and what not to do. As a result of that, azai gam hachaloimos shaloi brurim. Tzaidkim v'amitim. Therefore, the dreams of the great tzaddikim are clear, and they're right, and they're truthful. They reveal all kinds of important things, like the case of Yosef Hatzadik. Remember, he had dreams, and the dreams sounded funny, but his brothers found out there was nothing funny in it about it all, and there was nothing untrue. What in the sun and the moon? Our parents are going to bow to you? Yes, every word he said was kodesh kedoshim. Bebechinas chaloim al yidei malach. The Gemara speaks about this, that a person can get a dream from one of two sources. From the side of holiness, dreams come from malachim, or dreams come from shaden, from one of those two places. Ki hu zoiche l'ruach hakodesh, because the tzaddik is zoiche to a spirit of holiness. Bechinas ruach nevuah, shemevarer hamedame, which is what sorts out the medame, makes clarity out of the medame. V'alkein b'shas hashena b'atzmoi hu mekabel ruach hakodesh, and that's why the great tzaddikim, during their sleep, they were getting heavy duty Torah, the highest levels of Torah, ruach hakodesh. There's a famous story that's brought in many places about the Arizal, that one time on Shabbos afternoon, he would take a brief nap, and one of his talmidim, Rabbi Avraham Alevi, walked in on him. And he saw his lips moving, so he stood over him. He wanted to see if he could hear something. And the Arizal woke up, and he saw him. So Rabbi Avraham asked him, Rebbe, could you tell me? I know you weren't playing. could you tell me what you were learning at the time? So he said to him, for me to share with you the secrets that I just learned about Balak and Bilam would take me 80 years. Would take me 80 years to explain to you what I just learned. Now here again, he slept for 80 minutes or 8 minutes. In those 8 minutes, he had a connection to a place, to a pnimius, no levushim, to a place where it's speed reading, where the learning is on a completely, where he said to one of his talmidim, we're not talking about a talmid in a kollel, we're talking about the Arizal said to one of his talmidim, for me to explain it to you would take me 80 years. That's the level of learning that the Arizal got during his sleep. Why? Because he had this birur hamedame. Shezeo b'chinas chaloim al yidei malach. Ki ha-chaloim hu b'chinas nevua, kamoish mazal. Because as the Gemara points out in Brachas, Daf Nun Zayin, a dream can be a form of nevua. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, b'chaloim adaber boy, I speak to him in the dream. U'lehefech, and on the opposite end, mi she'enoi zoich levar ha-medame, a person who is not zoich to sort out the medame inside of him, the good and bad, then there's all kinds of confusion that's attached to his medame. And as a result of that, the sitrachra confuses him during his sleep with all kinds of nonsense, shtuyot, that he sees in his dreams. Bebechinas chaloyim al yidei shed, like the Gemara says, the dream is coming from the other side. As Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the Alkanin, therefore, Hayayin Shemevi Shena, the Dimyoin, Yeshboi Shnei Bechinoi Selu. Therefore, wine, which brings sleep upon a person, and it brings Dimyon, imagination, fantasy land on the person, has these two powers. A person who has been zeicha to purify his medame, azai hayayin bigdusha, then the wine that he drinks is holiness. Bibchinas birur hamedame, it's a sorting out of the medame. Shubchinas yayin hamesameach, kayyede birur hamedame zeichin leemuna. Because Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the more that a person is zeicha to clarify the medame, medame is suffik, medame is confusion. Emuna is vadai. Havadai shemoi kein tehilosu, we said about Hashem. Emuna sofek is amolek. Hashem is vadai. Torah is vadai. Emuna is vadai. That's what it's all about. Shaydeze zoichin la nigananal, through which we're zoichin to that special song, shubchinas simcha. Bechinas alei osor v'alei novel ki simachtani. The alei osor, alei novel, the nigun which leads to simcha. Ki mishom kol hasmocha iskanal. Because from this birur hamedame, from this shleimus v'emuna, comes all kinds of simcha. When a person zoichin to that, they zoichin to the onoichi esmach b'ashem, to the highest level of joy. Aval kishein hamedame mevuror, whereas when a person's still in a state of confusion, he hasn't studied halacha. Everything is all, he doesn't know right from wrong at all. He doesn't know what. Azai hayayin bebechinas bilbul hamedame. Then the wine is this confused, the medame in its state of confusion. Shehu shichrus mamish, meaning real drunkenness. Bechinas yayin hameshakir kanal. Vezeh bechinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, speaks there of Hashem confusing the Egyptians wanting to destroy the Jews, and Hashem says, I'll fix their wagon, I'll throw them into such a state of confusion, they're not going to know which way is up. So it says there, kehitois shikor bekioi, like a drunk is in a state of confusion in his vomit. The Pasuk mentions all of these things. Kiteva hashikor shenoisein hakois. Because usually what happens to it when a person gets really drunk, the grand finale is when they vomit, when they throw up. Kikishahayain bigdusha shunim shamet filas chinas din shabal koyach. Because when the wine was being drunk with holiness, which we said was coming from that tefila bebchinas din, azai hasitrachra muchreches liten hakois. Then the satan has to throw up. The other side vomits. It has to vomit up. It has to return all the sparks of Kedusha, everything, it's swallowed up. All the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, that it's swallowed up over the years and everything, it has to return. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Chel Bola Vayikienu. He swallowed up a massive amount, Vayikienu, and then he vomited it back. He had to give it back. Lohoki Kol Hadas V'chol HaKedusha is Shebola. The Sitrachar is forced to vomit up, to return, to give back all the das and all the holiness light that it's swallowed up. Like in the case of Yoina, where the fish spit him out, gave him back. Kamosha Kosashom, as Rabbein Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Avol Kishein Hayayin Bigdusha, but when a person is drinking improperly, he's drinking too much, or he's not qualified to be drinking at all because his brain is messed up, Oz hu bi'atzmoy muchrach liten hakoyz. Then it goes the other way. Then he ends up vomiting. Look how he's describing. He's describing processes in life and showing you how it fits into the Torah perfectly, how all of this conforms to what's going on spiritually and how it affects the body and all of its sleep and drinking and all the different things, how it's all tied into this.